Hey, bats, kiddos, Joker here, and you're listening to the Bob Culture Podcast.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to a very special professional episode of the BCP right now. I'm excited for this one. For some friends I've made over the years, you know, working on the independent wrestling scene, guys I've come across at different locations, you know, obviously working with music, working with virtual meet and greets. This is really cool. I've been excited for this one for a while. It's hard to book these guys because they're always working. They're always on the indies. They're working in the pros. They're doing everything. They put the pro in professional wrestling. They are the unsung heroes of the indie wrestling circuit. Please welcome to the show my good friends, Michael, Darren, and Frank from GoPro Professional Wrestling. How are you guys? Or GoPro Wrestling?
What an introduction that was.
Yeah, I botched it at the end. GoPro Wrestling, guys. How are you? Thanks so much for a few minutes. How are you guys making out over there?
Good, man. Great. Thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us, man.
Yeah, so it's our first joint podcast we get to do together.
Is it really?
Yeah. It is. It absolutely is, yeah.
Do a lot of podcasts, like reach out to you guys? Because I know it's usually like the superstar.
No one talks to the fucking production crew.
I think, Frank, you did one, right? Like, with, didn't you do one before?
Yeah, I did one with Tiffany at All Elite Podcast.
Oh, shout to Tiff, queen of the indies. But guys, like, you really are the unsung heroes. Like, I truly feel that way. Like, I'm one of those people, I walk into a room, I pay attention to everything. But nowadays, it's so funny because, like, with the masks and, like, the hats, which, you know, obviously are very necessary. Like, you guys are kind of, like low-key, like, retribution when they all came out with, like, the hoods and stuff. Because, like, I was like, Darren, oh, man, like, I wish I saw your synergy. And he was like, I was there. I was like, no, you weren't. It's like, there's so many times, like Mike and I have been in the same room and not known it, man, because, you know, the masks and the hats. And you guys, like, you guys are kind of low-key, but, again, you're very professional. Is that kind of like your philosophy? Like, hey, like, we're production. It's all about the superstars. It's all about the show. Like, we're not here. Is that what you guys are like?
I don't know. Sorry, Mike.
I was letting you go, Fred. You look like you were about to talk.
All right. Well, you know, ever since, like, I started on the team, Mike's always, like, wanted us to wear black and stuff, you know, just because you want to blend in. You don't want to, like, stand out. You know, sometimes I do my own thing and I wear blue, but that's just because I'm an asshole. but in reality, like, we're just trying to make sure that we stay in the background and everything's about the wrestler instead of us.
Absolutely.
Yeah, exactly. No, I was gonna say, at the end of the day, it's all about making them and the presentation look, you know, as professional as we can make it, you know. And, you know, it's all about the wrestlers. Yeah, in the end, I guess that's the best way to put it. Yep.
Absolutely, guys. Yeah, and you know, I love seeing you guys at these events because, you know, these indie shows, like, we're doing the best we can. Let's be honest. Like, 2020, I did not think there were going to be this many events. I'm so thankful. Like I always say here on the show, it started out with the drive-ins. It started out with the socially distance events outdoor in the summer. I'm so grateful for all of that. So I talked to Mike a little bit, who we were working the virtual meet and greets. Shout to Tommy Fierro over at 80s Wrestling, all about the shameless promo here. It's just a really cool opportunity to be in the same room as some just amazing legends of the ring, all-time greats. And he's got some good people coming on, so check out 80s Wrestling Con. But I digress. But I was having a conversation with Mike, and I'm like, oh, you're GoPro? Like, we've been in the same room. So, like, how did, like, not to be cliche here, but, like, what was the origin? Mike, did you start this thing? You told me before, but for everyone listening.
I mean, it was myself, O'Neill, who's our audio engineer manager. He does all the sound you hear is all O'Neill. And this other guy named Andy, who's actually technically the owner of the company. Andy is the behind the scenes guy. You never see him, but he's always there. He actually is the guy who owns Auction Andrew. He does more virtual signs. Shout out to Auction Andrew. He does it just like Tommy, except he's selling more of the posters and promos, figures, etc. that he's got. One incredible collection, by the way. It originally started, though. Our original name was False Comeback. We didn't think it was too much, like a wrestling production company. And we wanted to eventually, you know, run our own show, which of course we did. but we went to an NXT show and we were watching them, and we weren't watching the matches. We were watching the presentation and how the whole, like, you know, oh, look at the cameraman's over there. Oh, now they drop down. Now, you know, look at the timekeeper over there is giving them the cue. We were just paying attention to all that. And so we went to we went to Gino Caruso in ECPW, and we said, hey, Gino, can we interview you? We're trying to do a YouTube interview channel first.
Oh, wow.
To get our name out there. And Gino said, yeah. And then we had these cameras, and he's like, hey, can you guys film my TV show? I'm looking for, you know, a team to do that. And we were like, yeah, absolutely we can. You know, like, we just, let's go in, let's just try it. And then from there, we just, you know, Gino gave us our start, and then it just skyrocketed from there with company after company. But at that NXT event, that's where we kind of came up with the name Go Pro Wrestling. And then obviously we had the little trademark stuff, but we are LLC'd. We got a trademark. It's Go Professional Wrestling, technically, on all of our stuff. But
so I didn't botch the intro then.
No,
you didn't.
I did my homework. There you go.
No, the LLC is actually Go Professional Wrestling, but Go Pro Wrestling is just a shorter one. And
no one's saying Go Professional ever.
It's never happened. So yeah, from Gino, and then we just went on. But Gino Caruso, I 100%, you know, will credit him with giving us our opportunity to start and try new things and really learn what we needed to learn before we moved on, you know, to where we are now.
And then I jumped in because we didn't have any social media.
I was trying to do it all, and I'm like,
yeah,
I can't do this. I can't. And do
I was like going for my master's in social media, so it just kind of made sense. Mike's wife is like really good friends with my girlfriend, so it, you know, we just happened to both like wrestling. So then I started doing the social media. It was like minimal. And then, you know, ever since then, we kind of just like always want to put content out. We always want to like do something different because everyone's doing the same stuff in wrestling. And then I started doing like some filming stuff. I'm terrible with the equipment. I don't like touching anything. I have broken at least one thing. I don't. No, you're throwing a big number out there. I'm kind of strong, so I try not to do any buttons and screws and stuff like that. All right, it's really not my fault, but yeah, whatever.
We've replaced a couple tripods because of him, just to say.
Wow.
But like, I had no experience with like filming or anything like that, so all like everything that we like learn how to film is like on the spot, and Mike, like, you know, he'll teach you how to do it. It's like not really like rocket science, but like you do have to like know what you're doing, and you have to like kind of expect what's going to happen, and you have to like have a knowledge of wrestling in order to film wrestling, because you might miss a spot. And then, you know, we got lucky enough to find Darren.
Darren found us.
Yeah, I found you guys.
I mean, that's a great segue. I was just going to ask, Darren, I met you at a Synergy event. What was it, Heat Seekers? I'm trying to remember. I had known you from your music. So how did you get involved with GoPro side of things?
So before GoPro was a thing, Mike was doing music videos, and I'm friends with the band Reality Suite. Shout out to them. I think they have a single coming out tomorrow.
They do.
But I was an extra in one of Reality Suite's videos that Mike was doing, and I saw that he had a New Day shirt on, and I was like, oh, he likes wrestling. Awesome. Well, that's a coincidence. See you later. And I left, and I didn't speak to him. And so I was just doing my own thing with the music, and then I somehow came up on their website, and I was like, oh, he's doing wrestling now, and he's, you know, doing independent shows. So I just reached out and said, hey, I'm a musician. I also want to do camera if you need any help. And he contacted me back, said, go F yourself. And no, I'm just kidding. He was fine. We went to my first show was actually Black Friday, Synergy Wrestling Black Friday last year. So November 2019. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
It's not last year. That was 2 years ago, Darren. You got to get your timeline straight.
Well, man. A year and a little bit. So that was my first introduction. Mike was just like, so you like wrestling? Okay, well, here's the camera. Go shoot some stuff. So
While I yelled at him on the headset.
Yeah. And he puts the headset on, and I can't hear him, and it was fun, it was definitely a shock to the system, and I loved it, so I kept doing it, and here we are now.
It's crazy. Well, you guys do a fantastic job, and like I said, you guys are so, I mean, obviously I keep using the word professional, but you guys like sound like you just, you know, you started early and you just kind of hit the ground running and it took off because you guys are so great. And again, I mentioned you guys are so like in, and I mean this in the most respectful way, you know, you're in the background, but the images on IWTV, you know, Fight Network, whatever you guys are working with at the time, they come out so great. The live streams, whatever they are. I would just love a day if all you guys just, you know, ripped off the hoodies or took off the hats and just kind of jumped someone. Like, have you guys ever thought about doing it? I mean, obviously that's not your place.
Yeah,
have you guys ever met? Has this been discussed?
No way.
100%.
Multiple times. It almost happened with ECPW actually.
What?
We were trying to push it and Gino, it didn't happen. And needless to say, but because Andy at the time was doing commentary for ECPW. So we were trying like, oh, this guy's going to, you know, destroy somebody. So, oh, it's cool. I'll just hold the camera and have him, like, choke slam me or attack me, put me through the table, like, while I'm holding the camera. We tried to get involved. There's been times where I got hit by Lou Bruno once, the Metal Ends Monster.
Coming on the show next week. Wow.
Yeah, we're fine with it. I think, you know, there's real things bumps that happen. As if you talk about GC... W this past weekend, you know, fire, people getting speared off the stage. But as far as storyline goes, we've tried. Yeah, we would love to.
Exactly. I love that.
Colin West.
Oh man, he's the guy to talk to. But like all joking aside, like I thought you guys would be like, no, like, you know, just want to be in the back. But you guys are like, oh yeah, we've been doing this.
No, we love wrestling. We just love wrrestling. So it's like, you know, it's any way that a company would need us to be a part of it or help them, we would absolutely, you know, I could speak myself.
Sure,
I would
the first time ever.
Yeah.
Like so, first ever production company to invade a show. Like, come on.
Exactly.
How sick would that be?
You heard it here first. We're planting the seeds. But, you know, you guys mentioned you're all fans of wrestling. You all love it. You know, I certainly love wrestling more so the indies, just because it's given so much to me and opportunity as it has to you guys, as I've seen. Cliche question here, but I'm always curious. Like, I got into it very late in the game, the Ruthless Aggression era, actually in college. My best friend had since we were 4 years old, had watched forever. And I was always the guy like, it's fake. I don't watch that, yada, yada. I mean, I always thought the Undertaker was pretty cool. But it wasn't until college and I saw Mysterio flying around the ring. And I'm like, whoa, this is like next level. So Mysterio's my guy. Like, who was your guy? And like, when did you guys get into it? We'll start with Darren.
Probably, Hulk Hogan and Macho Man Randy Savage, WrestleMania 5 is probably like I liked wrestling before that, but that was the one where I was like hooked and I never stopped watching it. Like, because they were my two favorites at the time and how Savage turned on Hogan. So yeah, that's what got me into it. And I never stopped watching it from there.
Absolutely. Frank, your favorites.
So I came to America from Cuba in like 95.
Really?
So I didn't know any English. So like me and my older brother, we would watch wrestling because you don't have to like really know English to know what's happening. So I remember WCW, Goldberg, like right in that time. And I literally was like, yo, who the hell is this guy? This is the coolest dude ever. And then my other favorite at the time was Ernest the Cat Miller, which is like, no one says that. He was like the coolest dude in the world to me. I thought he was badass.
That's awesome, man. What a story, though. What do you think of Goldberg, like, still being involved?
God, get him out.
Okay. I didn't know if it was a no comment or, you know, there's a lot of opinions. That's why I asked. No disrespect by any means.
Keep Mike, him in the past, man.
Mike, your favorites.
So I started watching basically when I was 5 years old. But my first real hook of wrestling is WrestleMania 8, Bret Hart and Piper. And Bret Hart's been my guy ever since. I met him numerous times. I have all walls in my bedroom full of autographs and
really does
pictures and figures of just Bret Hart. But Bret Hart and Piper, I'll never forget, you know, WrestleMania 8, the promo prior, and then he's holding the bell and he wants to hit Brett, but he doesn't, and there's blood involved in the match, and it dragged me in so much, and ever since then, so I have never stopped. There was never a point where I was like, I'm not watching wrestling. So I've been ever since then.
That's crazy, man. And Nunez, obviously the co-host for the most over here, loves Bret Hart. Like, that's his guy. Like, got very emotional when he met him. And, like, that's, like, his dude. So he has some of the Bret Hart stuff. And I'll throw this back to you, Mike, real quick. Like, obviously, we do get to do the virtual signings and be a part of that. Like, who's kind of, like, the dream person that you wish Tommy or someone else would bring in? Like, who's, like, the dream?
I mean, I really want him to bring in Bret, just biased. But even though I've met him numerous times,
Bro, how many times are you going to meet this guy?
I just love hearing his – every time I hear him or meet him, it's a new story, and he's got, like, millions of stories. So you can imagine when they're doing the virtual signings, the stories that Bret Hart would ever build. I would love to meet Shawn Michaels, but he said, who's my top guy who I want him to bring in? I want him to bring in Bret Hart.
Again.
But I would not be opposed to him bringing in Shawn Michaels. Yeah. Or, you know, he's got an awesome list coming up. So, some not even announced that – we're aware of that, can't wait. I'm not spoiling that.
Nah, I always push for the exclusives, but we'll be very respectful. And thank you, Tommy, for all you do, man. He's bringing in current people right now. It's great. It's transcending the 80s stuff right now. It's great. We're doing extreme. We're doing current. I'm excited every week to see what he adds and excited to be a part of that moving forward. But guys, we touched on this a little bit earlier, and I wanted to get into this. We talk about GCW's 24-hour Fight Forever show. Which is just, I mean, that's really spectacular. I saw a lot of opportunity for some of my favorites, you know, like Sakai McKenna, a heck of a rookie season in 2020, took on Holiday. I know she's gotten some opportunity now recently at Synergy. So it's so good to see these people like get these matches and then get the opportunities. I know she's wanted to work for GCW for a long time. Now she wants to work for Synergy, and that's like another goal. So she's checking off the boxes. I just love seeing like that. That's a perfect example. Love seeing our friends, the Rep. I mean, I could go on and on listing names and names, but for you guys, I mean, I have so many questions about it. I love that overhead camera. Like, whoever was that, Mike, was that you, man? That was nice.
I'm not going to take credit.
That's a yes. But I love that. But tell us about the experience. Tell us about getting the rest, getting like staff coming in and out. Like, tell us about that whole thing overall. I don't know who wants to start. Right in.
Mike could start.
So all right, I won't, you know, it was so weeks prior, you know, the lead up to it was, you know, constant communication with Brett and this other guy, Mike, who's a part of their production team as well. So the day comes and, you know, we're trying to figure out, first of all, like how we're going to do it. You know, it was Brett kind of sprung it on us at New Year's. He's like, hey, we're going to do a 24-hour show. We're like, okay, cool. And then like, he announced it and we're like, this is really happening. how do we pull this off? And we're constantly behind the scenes trying to figure out, like, are our cameras going to live? Is the computer's going to live? What do we do here? So it was kind of a challenge in that aspect where we had to figure out the best way to do it, because we couldn't just go on batteries. We had to, you know, wire the thing. Everything was wired in. The setup the day of was wild, as Darren can probably tell you, held in those wires. And it's a whole new experience for us. Because we usually are wireless. Everything's wireless. But for this show, we had to be wired in just for safety precautions as far as, like, the cameras and the signal and making sure we can go 24 hours. But, I mean, you know, there was a few hiccups in the beginning. I'm not gonna get into too much of what happened behind the scenes. But, you know, there was a bit of issues that, you know, we were working on constantly and trying to get it fixed. And, you know, people can be pretty harsh, especially when it comes to GCW. They're very passionate and caring fans, but we were working on it constantly. And then, you know, I don't want to say it's the best thing that happened, but the best thing that happened was the power going out and the building just losing power for that 20 minutes. Because it allowed us to reboot and get ourselves situated in the, you know, it did blow out a computer. We lost one computer, but luckily we had backups. So, you know, it allowed us to reboot and then get everything going. And once, you know, we were all positive behind the scenes, everyone trying to like, you got this. Well, you know, you guys take care of that. We'll take care of this part. You know, everybody working together. And needless to say, you know, at the end of the day, we pulled off 24 hours.
Yeah.
Somehow.
Like 24 you know, and a half. Let's 20, be real.
You know what? To be honest with you, I mean, I was up since Friday at 8 a.m.
Me too.
So technically, by the time I got home Sunday night, I mean, Saturday night at like, what was it, after 11th or almost midnight, Darren, I think we talked when we all got home. I was up for like 39 hours, you know, along with Frank and everyone else. Like, it's a ridiculous amount of time to be up, and you're, you know, you got to get through that little stretch. There's that like 4 a.m. to like 8, 9 a.m. where you're like trying to stay awake. And then once you get through that, you're like, all right, we got this. We're good for the rest of the day.
It was,
and
then, it was like a wall that once you got through it, I like started getting energy. I was like hyped up for a while. Like, and we had no energy drinks, by the way. There was like no energy sponsors, nothing. Like, we were straight up like, yeah, we got to get through this right now.
Water.
Yeah, just water. And Mike is like a Mountain Dew addict. And he had no Mountain Dew until like, what, 2 o'clock Saturday afternoon?
Two,
like,
3 o'clock?
Yeah. We were like,
but yeah, I mean, we figured out like to switch off. So we, and I'll give the credit to Connor, I guess, for that one. Connor's one of our other cameramen. He kind of put together like a shift schedule, you know, like Frank and Sam will do, you know, hours, you know, block one, block two, and then we'll switch. Darren and Xander even came and helped, by the way. So shout out to Xander at Raise Lighting.
Raise Lighting.
Best in the game with lighting. If you're getting a lighting, get
actual. Absolutely.
There's nobody better. But he came and he helped us. He actually was filming. He was helping with the switching. Yeah, he was doing a lot. So, you know, Xander is he helped me out personally. I will say that, because, you know, I'm up there working the computers, doing the graphics, the videos, the cut-ins, the ads and everything. And Xander was doing the switching, you know, for a lot of the time. So, you know, Frank helped do that as well. Darren did some of the switching. We were all reversing roles.
Yeah.
You know, which I shouldn't say we all. I wasn't. I was doing the main thing, holding the screen together. But everybody else on the team was literally filming. Everyone was, you know, doing the switching. Then they would switch off to do the audio. So, like, nobody said no to doing some kind of role. Everybody was helping each other and doing what needed to be done to just get through this 24 hours straight.
I think that a lot of people don't know that about our team. Like, we kind of, like, all kind of do everything. Like, Mike does, like, the, you know, the connection stuff. Like, he has to be there, because if that goes wrong, like, we are done. But, like, I film, I take pictures, I do interviews, I can like help with sound once in a while, whatever, I don't know, whatever. But everyone like does something all the time. Like, it's like a team. And we have Darren, we have Connor, we have Sam, O'Neill, Brittany helps out with stuff. My girlfriend does sound once in a while. Like,
she did.
She's our backup sound person. Like, Xander is part of our team, whether people want to believe it or not. If you want to hire us, you probably should hire Xander, because, you know, it helps us a lot. And like, Xander can do whatever. Like, he goes to this crazy smart high school right now, and he like knows all these programs. Like, he's a pretty MVP right there. But like that whole 24-hour period, man, like, it was like when you weren't doing something, you were trying to stay awake by doing something else. And like, I would switch to sound, or I would switch to like helping Mike with switching. And then, like, I had, like, a couple chances to do pictures. And then you turn around and see Connor taking videos somewhere. You see Connor filming an interview for Brittany. Like, all that.
Frank got set on fire filming. Let's put it that
way. Yikes. And
Nick Gage loved him.
Yeah.
Only in the world of professional wrestling. That's crazy. And, of course, shout out to Xander, who we mentioned several times, the Raise Lighting. Guys, check them out. It's really next level for the production of your show, as is GoPro, Go Professional Wrestling, of course. You guys are fantastic. And, I mean, let's be honest, 24 hours, that is a tall order and then some, you know. Of course, you know, for 24 hours, you know, you guys run into some snags. I'm not sitting here going, oh, man, these guys. I'm like, I know you guys are on it. You know, I'm a very, like, okay, this happened. How do I get from A to B? Like, and I knew you guys were working hard. I appreciate you guys putting that together. I mean, let's be real. I remember seeing a Monday Night Raw, which is live, and what, the fire alarms are going off and everyone was evacuated from the rear. Like, it happens. You know what I mean? And you guys put on a stellar show. Like Mike said, like, it was a speed bump and you guys overcame it. You came together as a team. You kept it positive. And that's what I love about you guys. You did a great job. Darren, any fun stories or anything you want to share from the 24 hours? Did you make it?
Yeah, well, I slept. The way the schedule worked out, I booked myself for the beginning and like all day on Saturday. So I slept from like 2 o'clock to like 8, and then I was at the venue again at like 8:30, and then straight through again. Thank God for Dr. Scholes. but yeah, it all worked out. Like, yeah, it was just crazy because the week prior we were at another show for H2O and they did a double header, and I didn't have Dr. Scholes on and I couldn't walk the next day. I was just limping. One of my ankles was just so swollen. So like I was praying to God that it would work, and I had no pain at all. So everything considered, besides being sleep deprived, it was great.
I think like Mike and I had an advantage on everyone. Well, like me, Mike, and O'Neill, because we've done StarCast, and like StarCast weekends like are fight forever for like 3 days. you get like a 6 hour nap in between, but like StarCast, you wake up at like 7 a.m. and you're filming till 2 a.m. Like
2-3 a.m. Yeah.
Yeah. Like those are crazy days. And like that is walking, running around, filming every little thing that you can even think of. Like even like the random little kid walking by, like that's a great shot. Like you're gonna film so many hours of footage in literally a couple days.
Absolutely. Very well said, guys. And I'm so excited for you guys just hearing these stories. Starcade. And again, like we're not, you know, live at the moment. We'll stream this a little bit later so we can certainly edit this out. Cause Mike, I know you're very, very humble. But to my knowledge, man, you know, you said you guys, you know, have worked with Starcade and recently with AEW. I've seen those promos coming out from the Acclaimed. That is you guys, correct? I don't know if you guys want that to be public, but I think that's amazing.
No, that's fine. We've been working with the Acclaimed. Max and Bowens are stars in the making, yeah. And they're, you know, in my eyes, they're stars now, but they're going to be huge. And we're just thankful that, you know, they came and asked us to do their music videos for them. And, you know, that to us meant a lot because that meant that, like, you know, we did something right at some point to be able to work with, you know, talent such as theirs. And to get to do their music videos has been, you know, a blast, you know, I so much fun. And there's, you know, there's more to come. We're not gonna get to too much, but there's more to come. But yeah, we get to work with you know, some big companies, AEW specifically. We've gotten to do the first three TVs we were at, helping backstage. We got to do a couple of the pay-per-views, and just work with talent. And you know, the most important thing, I think, you know, and Frank, you could probably agree, is we got to make a lot of friends at AEW, a lot of the wrestlers and a lot of the behind the scenes people that, you know, have just been nothing but awesome. And, you know, I wouldn't say a bad thing about them, not just because we work with them, but because they've never given us a reason to say anything bad. So there is more. There's more to come. And we'll, you know, we're hoping to continue to work with AEW and you know, even in the smallest of roles. And, you know, even any other company, ROH, Impact, you know, we've gotten to do a little bit for ROH, some behind the scenes promo stuff for a couple talent. But
yeah, and we've also technically have worked for New Japan. And we always forget this.
We did work for New Japan.
We did the Bullet Club Block Party. And that was technically all New Japan footage.
That's true. That's true. So we'll take the credit.
We're almost there. We're like 3 out of 5.
Come on, WWE.
Right. Like, come on.
I mean, this thing's taken off, and I noticed you guys just on the indies. I'm like, man, these guys are great. So professional. When I got to play my drums at Synergy, I'm like, all right, I guess we're doing this thing. Cause a lot of times I've learned from like being more behind the curtain. It's, you know, I'm very like prep. I'm very like, let's get ready. Like, let's, you know, sound check. Let's do this. In wrestling, it's very, let's go out there and have fun. Let's do it. And I'm just like, whoa, like, so I've learned to embrace that. So it's like, I'm out there on the drums. There's a camera person right in front of me. It's one of you guys. I'm just like, or one of the ladies. I think it was just fantastic. It was
Sam, yeah.
Shout out to Sam. She did a great job. It was really cool. I loved the shot. I loved everything just about it and everything about Synergy and everything in AEW that you guys do. I mean, let's be real. You guys are knocking it out of the park here. I was going to say, what are the goals? But you guys are already doing so much. We're going to see you everywhere. We already seen you everywhere. Why don't you guys shout your team? And more importantly, tell WWE where they can find you.
Shout out to our team. Darren, Connor, Sam, O'Neill, Mike, Brittany, partially Allie, and Xander, of course. You can find us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube at GoPro Wrestling. It's all the same on every platform. I'm pretty sure we have a TikTok, but we don't dance, but it's also GoPro Wrestling. And if you want to catch some cool wrestling from Alaska, you should definitely tune in. April 3rd, 4th, 5th, 11th. There's a bunch of days, but it's all going to be live on WrestlePro Alaska. And it's free.
It's free, yeah.
Love it.
I think that's a record, right? Streaming live. No, I don't think anyone's streamed live from Alaska. We did it last year, so. We're going to do it again.
Yeah. We did a bunch of firsts in Alaska, but like, is somebody keeping track in Alaska? I hope. I don't know.
That's right. Yeah. We'll take it.
But no, you guys are absolutely killing it. I'm so glad that we finally got to do this. Because again, every time I see you guys, you're always working. You know, I was lucky to get a 5 minutes just to talk to Mike, even Darren. Hey, Darren. Bye, Darren. Like, so it's just so great just to, you know, sit down and talk with you guys. We'll definitely hang once the world is safe and open again. Catch up, watch some wrestling. And guys, just continued success. Stay safe out there. And yeah, thank you so much for a few minutes.
Thanks so much, man.
Thank you, man. Thank you.
All right, guys. And like we always say here on the BCP, everyone stay safe. Stay positive. Take care of each other. We're out. Peace.